We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Penn State Athletics, moments ago. James Franklin agrees.
What was that?
I was going to say out. I wanted people to think, what, he's gone? No,
he's hurt.
He's here, and he's here to stay. 10-year contract extension for James in State College.
He is the richest James in State College, I would presume. Let's look at some of the Twitter reaction to Penn State's official tweet. Pony, you ready?
Yes.
We are, says Joe Mack 428, we are, rewarding mediocrity.
At McDonald Hard writes.
At what?
At McDonald Hard writes, has bad season, gets new deal. Love how college football works. Dan Mullen has had a great career, but gets fired after one season. Makes sense.
Ken Fink. Another 10 years of not beating Ohio State and ranked teams on the road. The people are split here.
At Mets, Jets, Heat 20. Why? Yes, he can recruit, but can he coach? No.
Here we go. Kevin, what a joke. Thanks, guys. I thought we were over holding a fan base hostage as a coach stays too long. Newsflash, he's 2-12 against top 10 teams. Lost 8 straight. Lost his only Rose Bowl appearance, choked, and has made 0 playoffs. Bring in an OC like Morehead with imagination.
I think Franklin did bring in Morehouse.
Morehead,
initially. But then he left. Anyways, Greg writes, imagine if he actually won something.
James_hockey61, hashtag, we are satisfied with 8-4.
The notorious JFG writes, Ohio State thanks you for extending the winning streak another 10 years.
Tom Morgan, WTF, why, what gas he done to deserve this? I'm going to say with has, yes. Not gas.
The
but
shotgun
I like gas.
And the briefcase writes.
Who are these people?
I love the name creativity.
It's amazing what an 11-9 record in your past 20 games gets you.
Dejon Threto. Like D-E-J-O-N, so not Dayon.
He follows you.
Writes, have fun, and then the Will Ferrell gif from Wedding Crashers with him in a robe saying, what an idiot. Our boss liked that one.
I love it.
Billy in the Clonosaurus writes, laughing my ass off, clown world.
And we know Eric Hagman, big Penn State man, his wife has tweeted in with one of the most positive affirmations. Wahoo, let's go. Big excitement.
Eric Brown writes, are the Buckeye boosters chipping in some or all of his salary?
Favoriting Eric Hagman's wife tweet, Eric Hagman. So he is on board.
Wow.
He's on board.
Hey, man, a family that stays together. You got to like the tweet like that, man. Yeah,
I think that they would disagree if they needed to, but Eric has been critical at times, I think, of Franklin, but it sounds like he's on board here.
One band, one sound.
Man, he is an interesting case, is he not? Because I would be genuinely torn if I were a fan there. He absolutely brought him to a different level, but it feels like he might have hit a ceiling there,
too. What do you mean? He brought him back to the level?
Well,
they were respectable because they went through some stuff, you know. And
O'Brien brought him back out of the complete depths.
Yeah.
And then I thought Franklin clearly upped their recruiting.
He did.
Like,
he
they
did.
Had a pretty did. Obvious big feel around them. But right now, it feels like he has hit a ceiling
They
there.
Probably should have been in the playoff the year they won the Big Ten. They weren't. They were the team that was left out. They were fifth. The next year, they went to the Fiesta Bowl in Barclays last year. McSorley, I think, retired. Graduated as their all-time leader in passing yards and I think quarterback wins. Like, they had a great 3 to 4 year run. They plateaued, and now they're back to being an above average college football program, but they're not elite.
So that's what I mean. Are you going to give a guy a 10-year extension because you don't think you can find somebody else and he's flirting with USC or whatever?
That's crazy.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm obviously very critical of them despite having gone there. I think he's done enough. A guy that they took from Vanderbilt, that's a desirable job with money behind it.
I'll tell you.
Somebody else could come in and do the job.
I'll tell you exactly what happened here. Michigan State gave their coach a 10-year, 90-something million-dollar deal, and he was in what? Mel Tucker's in his second year there? I mean, he hasn't done anywhere close. He doesn't have anything close to the resume that James Franklin has. So Franklin's agent is probably like, look, if you don't give us this 10-year deal, if you don't give us a deal that's better than what this guy just signed, we'll go find another school who will.
I think that's my
knee-jerk reaction to this is that deal that Michigan State gave another Big Ten coach was enough ammunition for Franklin to say, I'm either getting something better than that or I'll take LSU's phone calls. I'll take USC's phone calls.
The timing's weird, though. Be that as it may, and you're probably right to at least think that that's got something to do with this, if not most of what's to do with this. It is coming off that 4-5 weird season last year and being 7-4 this year. You do have to concede it is a strange time to do this. I know that circumstances dictate that you have to consider doing
just
this.
Just this year, who did they lose? Was it Illinois, right? The 9 overtime game? Like, what are we talking?
11-11-9-11 as far as his first four season or four of his first six seasons there after the 2-7-6 years. That is a hell of a run. But right now, he got this big extension when they have either plateaued or started to go very slightly downwards again. Not just plateauing, regressing
slightly.
You got
to also think about the optics here. If you're Penn State and you consider yourself to be in the college football blue bloods, we're one of the best programs. If your coach leaves for another job, it makes you look small time.
Especially for a blue blood that's like down in its own way, USC.
If Penn State's coach leaves for the USC job.
Or even the LSU job because they're down again.
Right. It would still
look
better, though. Optics-wise, it would be better because it's like, hey, these are SEC or, like you say, USC is a blue blood.
But hold on, guys. So here's optics are one thing, and they're important because in college football, perception is, to a lot of degrees, reality. We said this about Pitt many times. They looked way too much like a stepping stone job for too many coaches, right? Wanstedt was going to be the only guy who – it wouldn't be that. You better be damn sure that James Franklin can get you back to and beyond the place he got you in his four best years – if you are going to let the optics of what this would look like for us dictate to any significant degree how you handle it, if you don't know he's the man to do this, then just to make sure you look like one of the big players in this sport, you are potentially hurting yourself badly for a couple years here.
I would agree with that, man.
Yeah.
I definitely would.
And also, Craig, congratulations on Terry Smith's success. Your mentor figure.
Good friend, yep.
Is the, I think, associate head coach under James Franklin. So
nice.
Everything Craig Riley touches turning to proverbial gold right now, which makes you wonder, when are we
going to get the Midas touch?
We're part of his tree now. Right. We're good.
Wait. Are you guys not being taken care of with where you prep for shows?
Ooh, yeah, something's happening. Wheels are turning.
Right. So... we are trying to freshen up, we call it the bullpen area, the space that we use to get ready for shows, because it's been the same since we moved in here 11 years ago.
And maybe the same since like 1995.
Right. And I think we got the green light from
the big boss.
Craig's very persuasive argument, hey, we're going to shoot videos and do stuff back here.
It's got to look nice.
Let's freshen
the show's going multi-platform.
Right, you're a YouTube sensation.
Listen, I'm big on sponsorship. I'm big on, hey, man, if you want an opportunity to get recognition, a chance to be a part of the fan and the awesome things, like, yo, hit us up.
So it sounds like
get
what
you
Arthur,
a sponsor.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm going to just echo what Arthur said. There looks like there's going to be some sponsorship opportunities for where we get ready for the show.
That's what it
and
sounds
it's
gonna like.
It's going to be a cool, like, hangout area for us.
Is it going to get a pinball time? Machine back there?
We already have a fake putting green.
How about an Xbox?
I think those are going in my office.
Craig's in there playing Call of Duty.
I guess like a full arcade.
Oh, nice of you to come in. Let's talk about your show. Hold on. 20 kill streak.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.